All right. It is time for Matthew Thomas and the Neuron Report. Whoops. It is now time for Matthew Thomas and the Neuron Report. Let's do this properly. And Matt Thomas and his hydro bike are standing by on Sunday, August 20th, to attempt to go from Catalina Island to the Newport Beach Peninsula, 30 miles across the ocean, and the Orange County Sheriff's, the Orange County Sheriff's Patrol, the Orange County Harbor Patrol dock. Matt, it's 30 miles across the Pacific Ocean with a hurricane bearing down on the southwest United States. And I heard yesterday it was going to hit Catalina Island first, where you would be leaving from on basically a bicycle across the Pacific Ocean with a couple of pontoons. So the big question is, Matt, and everybody wants to know, are you going to attempt your hydro bike ride in a hurricane?
Yes, I am not. No, I'm not. I postponed it till September 16th. So everyone out there, don't show up at the 1901 Harbor, at the 1901 Bayside Drive dock. So the Harbor Patrol dock. I put it off for about a month. I was looking forward to do it. I would have loved to do it, but it's just hurricane. I can't fight a hurricane.
Yeah, I mean, not just on a hydro bike, your chase boat also would be in jeopardy if the hurricane hits anywhere near Southern California. I mean, I just got word from Daryl Longobardi that it's in Mexico right now, and Todos Santos, a great legendary surf spot, is breaking.
Yeah.
It's pumping at 20 feet right now.
Yeah.
I guess the closest approximation to what you would be doing would have been that George Clooney movie called A Perfect Storm.
Yeah. Or was that? That was with, who was in that? Not Mel Gibson. Who played in Roadhouse?
Patrick Sweeney?
Swayze. Remember, he wanted the perfect wave at the end?
No, that was the thing with Keanu Reeves, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, Keanu!
What was the name of that one?
My gosh, I have it downstairs. Not Perfect Storm, but they're bank robbers. But anyways, let's get back on track. But yeah, what was the question? Sorry, man, I got sidetracked.
Yeah, I was just going to say, even for a chase boat to attempt a crossing from Catalina to Southern California, it would be dangerous for any boat to be out on the sea.
Yes, because I'm going to have two cameramen on board filming it, and they were kind of, they're the first ones to get a hold of my editor. Why would you want to go and film me riding across, and there's a hurricane out in the coast,
It's not a question of your courage. You survived going off a 30-foot bridge and being in a coma for 3 months. I mean, you would do it, but it's absolutely, in my opinion,
it's like when I drink and driving. It's absolutely stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, you made the right decision. Nobody in their right mind. And I was in Hurricane Sandy, which was, I think, a Category 1. And
yeah.
Serious Surfer Steve said this one might be a Category 4. And let me tell you, I went out jogging that day. I thought it was a media hype because everything will remain calm all the way until that hurricane hits. And then it'll be instant insanity. The winds will pick up to 70, 80 miles an hour. I was lucky I jogged home safely.
You didn't get lifted up?
No, I didn't. Probably if it was a Category 4, that I would have been flying like a kite. So,
I used to go down to the wedge when it was big storms, and it was like 20 foot. I used to go, my buddy Rob Spangler, who used to live right by the wedge, used to surf it in the 70s before it was all big to surf there. But we used to go take the hydro bikes by all the helicopters, and we'd be right in the back of watching all the surfers, all the bodyboarders, all the Buddy Surfers, and the Surfers were taking off. It was great. Everyone, and they were telling me, like, get away. And I was yelling at Rob because I thought he was going to get sucked over by the falls, but nothing happened.
Hey, turn down your radio real quick, and then, then I have a question for you. We're talking to Matthew Thomas straight out of a coma. He has just announced the cancellation of his hydro bike ride for this Sunday, August 20th. On Sunday, August 20th, he will not be doing his hydro bike ride.
I'm going to be doing it on September 16th.
September 16th is the rescheduled date. And,
yeah.
And this is due to the hurricane situation. A question for you. Hypothetically, obviously it has not been proposed. Suppose somebody had offered you $10 million to attempt that hydro bike ride on Sunday, August 20th in the hurricane. Would you go for it with for 10 mil? Would you try it?
No. maybe 10 billion, but not 10 million. That's Trump change.
If you don't live through it, it won't mean anything.
I know. What good is it? You know? Because there's a 50-50 chance on everything.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to fight the hurricane?
And then there is no relief from that hurricane. There's no rescue boat that's going to be joining you, you know?
He'll be up, probably up before me, but it's going to be like the Wizard of Oz. The houses were all in the thing. And I just have to click my heel 3 times. I'm like the Scarecrow. All I want is a brain.
You know, isn't it unbelievable that of all days, hurricane has to hit the day of your hydro bike ride?
And the day of your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear poor man. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, on my birthday, there'll be a hurricane.
no, but that,
maybe,
that's just
maybe.
Funny. The day I pay. Now watch tomorrow. There'll be all. Oh, hurricane died. Everything's back.
Yeah, I mean, it is possible it could miss you your route, but it's not worth the
Everything.
Chance. Yeah.
And what's his name told me to ask him what I should go north. That was what happened last time, and I was 11 hours into it.
Yeah,
I ended up north.
That was Triple S, Sirius Surfer Steve, meteorologist and surf reporter.
Yeah.
I think you'd be going way north or south or down under.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably end up in Malibu.
Yeah, if you were able to stay on the hydro bike.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I'd have to have a parachute.
Yeah, paragliding in with the squall. Not only that, you'd be facing the rains, the heavy winds, and also
the rains, too. That's, you know. I've been on the water bikes in the rains. It's fun, you know, but it's rainy out. And I was watching like an old TV show last night and how they used to deal with rains back in the day when there was no, just tents, you know?
Captain NASCAR just texted me. He said, he's a captain of many boats. He said, I've surfed a 40-foot boat off Newport Beach, California, on the way home from Catalina. We get small out there really fast.
Yeah,
on a 40-foot boat, you know.
And my hydro bike's only 10 feet long.
Stacy Cash says, reminding everyone that sandbags are available at the Newport Beach City Yard if they need any, located on the corner of Industrial and Superior. Point Break is that movie name from Rondo.
Oh, yeah, Point Break, man.
That's the one with Patrick Swayze and Keanu. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Toledo Mike in Toledo, Ohio says, postpone it, Matt. There's a Sharknado. What's this? Hold on. Let me see if I can find this one. There is a Sharknado prediction, too. Wait, there are going to be sharks everywhere?
Sharknado?
Yeah, did you ever see that movie?
No, I saw Jaws.
Sharknado was sort of a parody. They had sharks, you know, on a tsunami going into Los Angeles. We had sharks in your living room swimming and the whole deal.
Led Zeppelin had a shark, if you know that story, but that's...
I don't. Hang on for a moment. We're with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. He has officially postponed his hydro bike ride till September 16th. You are all invited. That's about a month from now due to the hurricane situation. We'll be back with our remaining moments with Matt right after this. And we are back here, our remaining moments with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, who has officially canceled his hydro bike ride for Sunday, August 20th. Matthew Thomas is not riding his hydro bike in a hurricane. Correct, Matt?
Yes, I'm not going to do that. I've already been through one hurricane, but now there's a whole nother. I don't. And then with all these different things, and it's like obvious. It's like, how many of you would do it, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would love to do it to prove that you can do anything. Disabled or not, but I don't want to push it that far.
You might be getting the most publicity you ever got, Matt, for your cause of brain trauma injuries if you attempted the hydro bike ride. You probably actually have helicopters with all the news teams following you. Well, maybe not. They probably couldn't be in the sky either.
I know. I would probably get nothing. They'd be like, look at this guy. He's pretty injured. He's riding across the ocean right now.
Well, with a tailwind. 100 miles out to sea.
That's incredible, man.
All right.
But
So Matt, you're rescheduling it on September 16th.
Because we talked to the captain of the boat. He's happy to do it again because he would like to be a part of it. And then, you know, and all these different things I can. And John Connors, he's a blessing. And then talked with Joel, Mark, there. I had to call my hotel. I had to call the Harbor Department. I had to call the Bahia Corinthian Yacht Club. You know, but everyone was good with it. You know, they were telling me, oh, that's a good decision, Matt, you know. Because they'd be on it if I was still doing it.
Okay, now we've got a more immediate forecast. But, again, this is changing every moment. Bracey says... Hurricane Hillary is supposed to weaken to tropical storm by Sunday. Cooler water will slow it down. Still lots of rain forecast with wind. It doesn't sound that much better to me.
No, but still, the rain and the wind. See, I did it last year with a lot of wind. And if there was rain to it, then that'd be even double.
Yeah, but not the wind like this wind. I don't
think. Yeah, no.
And then it might change back to, you know, being big. I mean, you just don't know.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, the last we heard 30 minutes ago was going to hit Vegas as a hurricane. So anyway, Matt, we'll see what happens. And you are going to be leaving from Catalina Island, 30 miles across the Pacific, docking in Newport Beach, California at the Orange County Sheriff's Harbor Patrol dock at 1901 Bayside Drive, and that will be September 16th. All right, give me your instant request. We'll get some music on for you.
It's Yellow Man, Wild Gilbert, Hurricane. It was a hurricane that hit out where he lived.
All right, and that's in the title of the song. That is good for our musical theme of the day, Hurricane. More information, Matt, I'm sure.
Go to positive-matters.org to keep up with the new information. Go to my website, positive-matters.org, or give me a call at 949-375-1178. And what was, I wanted to get a hold of.
Christine at Tilly's Life Center, give Matthew Thomas a call. All right, here's your instant request. And here, playing it for you, Wild Gilbert, Hurricane, Yellow Man. Thank you, Matt.
All right, thank you, man. Bye.